This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios on CBS Sports Radio. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully. Mortgage confidently. It's the best time of the year to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com. All I do is dole out hockey and NBA playoff winners every single night. Baseball picks every day are coming in like crazy. I'm just cashing tickets. Daily fantasy rosters, MMA boxing picks, all there. It's all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Sign up today to PharrellOnTheBench.com. So here's the – I wanted to look at this. This is for the money tonight, right? So Pacers-Cavs on the line, 66% of the money was on or 66% of the tickets were on the Pacers. And then the money, 75% of it was on the Pacers. So all the money was leaning toward the Pacers with that 8, and it all covered. The Jazz Thunder, 78% of the tickets were on the Thunder, and 77% of the money was on the Thunder. They all lost money. Wolves Rockets, 70% of the tickets were on the Wolves. 73% of the money was on the Wolves. They all lost money. They got killed.
Whoops.
And then Penguins Flyers, 69% of the tickets were on the Penguins. 87% of the money was on the Penguins. So they cashed. Lightning Devils, 59% of the tickets were on the Lightning. 73% of the money was wagered on the Lightning. They cashed. I cashed on that. I cashed on the Penguins. Predators Avs, 52% on the Predators. The number of tickets, and then 60% of the money wagered is on the Predators. They're up 3-0 in that game. And then Duck Sharks, 76% of the tickets on the money line were on the Sharks to win. And then 92% of the money was wagered on the Sharks, and they're leading 1-0, unless I'm mistaken. Is it still 1-0?
Yeah, your boy Jones just kicked the leg out to make a huge save towards the end of the period here. Corey Perry was in front and on the rebound, tried to just wrap it around the goalie, but he kicked the leg out, beat him to the post, and saved it.
So the money tonight, the tickets, all the money line money in hockey was on the Penguins, Lightning, Predators, and Sharks, and they're all on the verge of winning. Right? So... And all the money bet on the money line, all the money bet was on the Penguins, Lightning, Predators, and Sharks, and they're all it looks like, I mean, that game's not over yet, far from over, the San Jose game, but the Predators are up 3-0. I bet on the Penguins and Lightning and the Predators and Sharks. I just wanted to look here, Mafia. It's very important that I look at my gambling situation. I did. I took Penguins, Tampa, Preds, and Sharks. I jumped on all of that.
Oh, and on the power play, the Ducks just put one in the net, but they did not beat the clock for the end of the period. Called off by the referees, waved off, no good, still 1-0.
So they scored, but it was too late.
It was too late.
Unbelievable, the pressure they're under. Anyway, so what did you think? I mean, finally, Canelo Alvarez got slapped with a 6-month suspension for his failed PED test that he blamed on tainted meat. The Nevada Athletic Commission announced in Vegas. They didn't take long to deliberate his case, ultimately giving him a 1-year ban. But he's been so cooperative with investigators that they cut it in half. Very nice of them. Very liberal.
Very money-grubbing of them.
Yeah, his May 5th match with Golovkin has been scrapped. We know that.
should have been scrapped completely. Oh, my God. You see what they're doing with that fight?
They're fighting. He's got a new fight already.
And it's not even in Vegas. In Carson instead. It's just awful.
It's a disaster.
Complete disaster. Not even
the
worth
Trojan
going out
or
there.
Something he's fighting.
Yeah. Some guy, the sanctioning bodies have threatened to take the belt away if he fights him. He's still going to do it anyway.
Vanis Martirosyan. That's it, I think.
That is. Never heard of him before.
He's an Armenian-American boxer. What do you think of... and so he'll defend against Vanis Martirosyan at the StubHub Center in Carson, California. The last-minute fight was made when Canelo failed 2 drug tests. And that fight was canceled. So what do you think the Triple G fight, the rematch, was canceled? And now they're talking about that he'll be back in time to fight him this year in the summer. That's impossible. He's got a 6-month. They're talking, but that would be the fall, right?
Right. They're going to do it in September, exactly when they did the first one last year. It's going to be 1 year. They're going to rematch the same, you know, weekend area.
And you think they'll still do it?
Yeah, of course they're going to do it. They want the money. I mean, everyone wants to see this fight. That's pretty much one of the only fights between, besides Joshua and the Bronze Bomber, that people really want to see badly. So they're going to do it. They want that money. So they're going to come back, and that's why he was cooperative, because he realized, okay, even if they clear me, I'm not going to be cleared enough to fight. I'm not going to be cleared quick enough to promote and fight on May 5th. So he was all cooperative with them and did everything they asked so that they would reduce it like this so that they can come back in September and get the big money. And that's why Vegas and the commission knocked it down, because they want the big money. And that's what it was all set up, to set that fight up. After the test went bad, he said, all right, well, I'm going to do everything I can so I don't lose the whole year.
So it is huge, the punishment. And he deserved it for what he had in his system. He admitted it was there, but continues to claim it was from contaminated beef. It could have just been the same thing, even if he was doing it and was getting an edge and got busted. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter why it was in his system. Nevada rules call for a punishment no matter how a banned substance got into the body. He's a first-time offender. The commission said he cooperated, so he got leniency. They could have suspended him for up to 2 years, but the commission went for the 6 months because it's the typical punishment for a first-time offender who tests positive for clenbuterol. Under the deal, he'll have a legitimate hit because he will miss out on an 8-figure payday on May 5th, which is no laughing matter, obviously. He would have made at least $25 million in that fight, but he'll still make it if he fights him later. He'll fight once this year instead of twice. He'll have half of the money that he was probably going to earn, and that's tough to swallow if you're him, to lose all that money, which is exactly what's happening. So he, you know, Alvarez 49-1-2 with 34 KOs. He got off basically 6 months is nothing. He just has to chill. And then he'll finally get his money. There'll be no Cinco de Mayo Vegas fight this year, like there always is, but they could do it, as Mafia said, in September during Mexican Independence Day, assuming Golovkin wants to do it. Now, this guy, Martirosyan, is 36-3-1. He'll get killed by Triple G. He didn't want to go a year between fights. And then, you know, whatever. He signed the fight with this other guy no one's ever heard of. He's coming off of a loss and a 2-year layoff. He's moving up in weight and has never beaten anyone that's good.
Lamb meat slaughter.
I mean, it's just going to be a giant waste of time. What a joke. And how bad does this make Canelo Alvarez look, seriously, that he, I mean, the bottom line is he cheats. That's just all there is to it. No one's really swallowing the tainted meat story, are they?
Even if you are buying into it, it's just on him. You got to know that's going on. It's not that he's the first guy to have this happen. You know, we've heard that there's other guys in Mexico that have trained down there that have had this happen, and they've claimed the same kind of thing. Well, okay, if this has happened to others and you know that's a problem down there, then you make tons of money. either bring in your own food that doesn't have any of that happening from the U.S. or somewhere else, or you just don't go there to train because you know that's there. You know that's a possibility. So even if he didn't do it on purpose and his reasoning is what he claims it to be, it's still on him for stupidity and not planning ahead.
The IBF has informed Gennady Golovkin's camp through a letter that it will not approve the fight against Martirosyan, if that's his name, and that he'll lose his belt, his IBF belt, if he fights him. Well, he is going to fight him.
And then they'll give it back when he fights Canelo in September. I mean, this is these governing bodies are such a joke in boxing.
Your boy Amir Khan insists that Canelo should be banned for life. Jesus. He said if anyone is taking any enhancing drugs, they should be banned 100%. It should not be allowed. Why do we all, otherwise we could think, why don't we all take it and have that extra edge? He's now failed two drug tests and apparently passed a third, maybe because he's off of it. But I do not think it means that he should be able to fight again. It all comes down to what the boxing boards and governing bodies say. But in my opinion, if Canelo fights again, then it's a sign to other fighters out there that they will only get a slap on the wrist if it, and it's okay to do it. I won't disagree with that. I mean, if you get slapped on the wrist for 6 months for cheating and doing PEDs, bottom line, and you, nothing happens to you, which is basically what this is a six-month money-losing situation, right? That's the prognosis. He's basically losing money. He would have fought twice and made double the money. He's losing half of it. So $25 million he probably lost. That's a price to pay for sure. But I think that other fighters will think, you know, that's nothing. I mean, I'm not fighting for $25 million. I'm fighting for a paycheck and to feed my family and pay my bills. I'm going to cheat anyway. If they catch me, what's it going to do? 6 months? I lose no fights for 6 months? I think guys will still take that chance, Mafia, and cheat and catch me if you can.
And guys are always going to take that chance and cheat and catch me if you can. Especially in fight sports or in sports in general, when has a guy not tried to cheat to get an edge when he really needs it? I mean, to me, it's different degrees of cheating, too. For this clenbuterol, unless I've read wrong, it's more of like a weight-cutting thing than, you know, a PED where you're getting steroided up and getting huge muscles. People have bashed Golovkin saying that he's, you know, probably on stuff because of how big he's got, how strong he is. If it was something like that where you're putting someone at risk that you're going to bash their brains in because your muscles are jacked off PEDs, then, yeah, I'm going to have a huge problem with it. In a sport like boxing or MMA, when these guys drop a lot of weight to get to these fights, I'm going to be a little more lenient with a weight cut aid because I think they cut too much weight as it is. I think it's ridiculous what these guys go through to fight, and they should fight at higher weight classes, but they want to drop down so they have that extra power on fight night. I'll give you a little more of a slap on the wrist than this. It's not like the guy was doing HGH.
I wish he was. 855-212-4227. Mafia, what are the odds that someone has stolen our London broil?
Very low, because there's very few people here, and they all know they don't mess with us.
We got the London broil rocking in the kitchen. If anyone has tainted my London broil with clenbuterol, we will have them killed right here on the spot. There'll be no hearing either. Straight to the gallows. I'm going to go get the London broil.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. The Twins just won that game, Mafia, in like, what, 16 innings? Something
yes,
like
I believe
that.
So.
There you go. Very exciting. I've been, you know,
single through the middle drove the winning run in.
I'm on bated breath waiting for Twins results in late April. Wait, it's middle of April. So nothing like a Twins game in Puerto Rico to get you excited.
Hey, with how many games we're getting canceled, you got to take the ones you can get, right?
I'll still pass, thanks. I'm going to watch hockey playoffs and NBA playoffs every day over the Twins game. No offense to anyone. Heath in Alabama, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Driving home from work. I had a quick question. I heard you talking about Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. I've seen a couple of his fights here in Alabama, and in my opinion, I think he's dodging all the good fighters. And from what I've seen, he has no technicality to his fight. Do you guys think that if he fought an Anthony Joshua or a Klitschko brother, that he wouldn't have a chance? Or what do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't know about he wouldn't have a chance. He's a big boy, and he's violent, and he's very scary. But, you know, I've said on this show, I've seen him rocked before. I've seen him stagger before. I've seen him hurt. And I've seen him dish it out, too. Like, I've seen him, you know, on both ends of the spectrum have a good night and an average night and a bad night. But, you know, he always ends up winning. I won't deny and argue with you about some of the cans he's fought. I mean, he has really got a resume of hacks that he's fought. But that's not necessarily his fault that the heavyweight division is so weak and so pathetic that's all he can fight. I mean, what the hell else is he going to do, not fight? I mean, he fights whoever they put in front of him. And these guys are all bums. It's, you know, is that his fault? No, it is what it is. I think it's a method of madness, if you will, in terms of it's the, you know, era that he's in. It's the time that he's in. It's the year that he's in. And it's, you know, if and when that he's dealing with. If you got to fight some guy that's in front of you because they force you to, there's nothing you can do about it. And when he's fighting is that he's in this mode right now where he's fighting all these guys because that's all there is in the division. And the best fighter that there is for him to fight is obviously Anthony Joshua. But look, Klitschko's done. And Parker just got his ass beat by Anthony Joshua. So it's time for those two to fight, and anything's possible in that fight. I saw that guy fight Klitschko, and it was a great fight. And I saw both of them get hurt in that fight, and both of them struggle at times in that fight at Wembley to get their bearings without being finished off. That was one of the fights of the year, if you ask me. So I would say, based on what I saw, I would say that he's more ready for a gigantic fight, Mafia, than Wilder is, based on the fight that he had with Klitschko. Wilder hasn't had a fight like that. Now, he's had a fight with Ortiz where there was violence and he took a couple shots, but you cannot compare Ortiz to Vladimir Klitschko.
Yeah, when you watch a lot of Wilder's fights, it seems like he doesn't use any defense whatsoever because he's so much better than these guys. And he's not afraid of him. He's not afraid that if he gets hit, that they're going to put him down. He knows, okay, these guys are out there aren't on my level. And like you said, that's not his fault. That's just the era of the heavyweight division right now. Both Klitschkos are gone. You know, Fury was out on his, you know, drug-fueled rampage after he had his big wins. All that was there was Joshua and, you know, these other guys that were in front of him. And Joshua was ducking him. Now he's apparently not going to. Now they're going to fight. Everyone wants to see him fight. They got to make that happen. Hopefully in a camp before that fight, if he gets it, if they set it up, they say, listen, this guy has some pop. This guy's good. You have to learn.
Did you have a problem with Fury after he won going out? Because he beat him. Did you have a problem with him going out and going on a bender with drugs? It was bad, but like, are you, should he be in boxing purgatory? Or because they're letting him fight again. He's coming back.
Right. He's coming back, which is what a surprise. Boxing's going to let a guy who gets some messed up stuff out of the ring back into it. What a surprise there. I mean, they'll let anybody that'll, you know, beat your wife, drive drunk. It doesn't matter what you do. Adrian Broner's fighting again this weekend. How many times has that clown got arrested? As long as you can put on the gloves and hit somebody in the face and make them money, they'll put anybody in the ring.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me they're letting Fury back in at all.
Didn't you say they wanted to give me a bunch of people to talk about the Anthony or Adrian Broner fight?
Yeah,
I'd rather talk about my picking my nose than Adrian Broner. I just honestly, now listen, I
figured
not,
that was the case.
He can fight. He can fight. There's no denying the guy can fight. I don't think he's a great fighter, but he can fight. I mean, he's got speed and skill, and he throws a nasty punch. But he's such a tool, loser, drip. He really is just a drip. He's such a dumbass, too. Like, he's been busted. Every time he does something stupid, he ends up in jail because he's so dumb, right? And then isn't he this week going back and forth with some rapper threatening to kill him too?
Yes.
He does things publicly too. How dumb are you that you like make public pronouncements that you're going to kill someone? I'm going to drive up on you and kill you. He said that this week about some rapper that's been giving him the business. I can't keep track of all these rappers' names either, dude. I'm too old. These names are, I can't even read them, let alone remember them. I don't even know what the half the hell of them. I was in a car with Mafia the other night. There was some rapper license plate in front of me, and I was looking at it, and I thought to myself, I was going to ask Mafia. I'm like, do you know what that means? But I didn't want to embarrass myself, so I didn't tell him. I was trying to read some rapper's license plate.
Honestly, these days, I probably wouldn't know it either.
Do you know when they do those like things where they show like the word hidden in a like artistry? Have you ever seen that before with the where they hide the word like Jesus in the business card or whatever? Have you ever seen that? That's what it was like. I was trying to figure out the license plate. I'm like,
it's got like letters and symbols and try to figure out what the word is.
I couldn't figure it out because I'm a loser. But I really don't have a problem with Tyson Fury doing a kilo of cocaine after he wins the heavyweight championship. I'm just saying, like, I mean, you know, you got all that money and cash. I'd be thinking hookers and blow. You know, at that point, you got to sometimes just do it. And then you deal with the aftermath, which is like about a four-month hangover, right? Because he got in all kinds of trouble for it, didn't he? Didn't they force him to go to, like, counseling and stuff and rehab, and he had to go to sit in circles and tell people about his problems and he was lying to them? Because that's what I would be doing.
Hey, it worked for Ricky Hatton, right?
Ricky Hatton. That did wonders for Ricky Hatton. But, Mafia, as you know, I have been known to put shrinks into the position of eating nuts on the sofa like a squirrel.
Your brain is damaged. You're addicted. You're pervert. You're not normal. You're societal.
Doctor, though, can you just write me a script for these 300 pills I need so it'll help me sleep at night? Please, doctor. I've been having irregularities. Oh, go!
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so 855-212-4227. Mafia, do you think the Avs in the final 5 minutes here with their furious rally that they're violently hitting the Predators and trying to forecheck their way into this thing and tie it. Do you think they'll get the equalizer?
No, I do not, even though they got a sweet assist from Toronto there. I mean, this should still be 3-1. That goal that they let in was complete homerized milquetoast call, and it's not even being called there. I mean, it's been called from the home office in Toronto. The puck's sitting on Rene's pad. The guy, I know he wasn't trying to, but his skate hits his pad, which knocks the puck behind Rene, so the other guy could just tap it in. How do you not wave that off?
Yeah, so you thought it was goaltender interference.
Completely goaltender interference. It's one thing if he's trying to get it off the pad with his stick or something like that, and he bumps into him. He knocked him with his skate into the pad. The puck fell off behind the, you know, behind Rene for the easy tap in. His contact completely set up the goal.
Right, I agree. He ran into him. That's all there is to it. That was a homerized milquetoast call in Colorado. They just completely gave it to the Avs to make this a 3-2 game and to make it, frankly, more exciting down in the last 8 minutes. That's about when they scored. So now they're down to 4 minutes, basically, in this game. And they still trail Nashville 3-2. They were down 3-0 in this game, and the Ducks have finally broken through with a down 3-0 in the series. They have tied the game in the third period with 12 minutes to go. It's now 1-1. What do you think, Moff? Do we have something brewing here? A possible Ducks thievery. Could they steal a game tonight in San Jose and send it back to Anaheim?
They might be able to, the way that the Sharks have not put the final nail in the coffin and didn't get, you know, a little more than the one goal cushion. That could come back to bite them because they had a pressure on them at the end of the second there where Jones came up with a huge save and then they got saved by the bell there, you know, as they scored the power play goal but didn't score before the time had ran out of the period. So you really needed a goal here in the beginning of the third to kind of push that leverage up a little bit.
Do you think the goal should have counted at the end of the second?
No, I didn't. It was before. It was after. I'm sorry. The final clock went to zero, and unlike the NBA, you have to be in the net before time is up. You can't just keep running the play. It's not like if you take the shot and it goes in. Before he shot it, the clock ran out, wasn't in, no goal.
There you go. All right.
And good job by the refs to be right on top of that. That wasn't something they went to the replay for. On site, the ref said no, no goal, it was too late.
I never give the refs credit for anything. Rick in Jamestown, New York, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good. How you guys doing tonight? You have a heck of a show.
Thanks.
How you doing, all three of you?
Thanks, buddy.
You know, the reason why I called, I think it was about last week, you were complaining about rec league officials.
Yes.
You were saying how bad they suck.
They are awful.
You know how bad they are? I'm playing 2-3 zone. I'm playing up front. I get called for a foul underneath. I'm standing next to the referee. I tap him on the shoulder. I said, how the hell can you call me for a foul underneath when I'm standing next to you? Guess what? He wouldn't take it back.
Yeah, I believe it. So we see it all the time, just constant. Another goal by San Jose. How bad is Anaheim? You tie up the game, and less than 30 seconds later, you give up another goal. You deserve to lose, you wussies. So anyway, I'll be honest, Mafia. Tonight in our game, there were some questionable calls, but I thought we handled it well and just ignored it. We never got into it with them, really.
Yeah, we got them a little bit, but we didn't get too into it. We weren't yelling and going crazy. I mean, all the bad calls seem to be involved with me, too. I had the ball in my hand. The guy knocks it out. They call it out on me.
How bad was that?
I get run over. They call the foul on me. I got and there was a third one, too, where they call, called me.
The guy was driving the lane.
Yeah, they called me for a push. I get knocked backwards. They called me for a push. I'm like, how did I push? And I end up going under the basket.
You never pushed the guy. So, but
it is what it is.
It didn't matter because – this is what happens on that team. As you know, you won titles with us. That you don't worry about the refs when you have a good team. You just win anyway.
Right, because you know you can come back and get the points when you need it. You when you're on a struggling team, you need those extra points.
Right, you win in spite of the refs, and on a bad team, you lose with all the bad calls. You don't get any breaks. So when you're on a good team, you just overcome the refs. You win anyway, right? Isn't that basically what we do? It doesn't matter what they call against us. We're going to win the game anyway.
That's what you got to do if you're a good team.
So, yeah, I know how it is, Rick. And what do you want to say about the Yankees?
Okay, I'll give it another month, and I'll tell you something. If it doesn't improve, I hope Hank Steinbrenner, fire Cashman, get rid of Boone, and bring back Girardi.
Go ahead.
Like they used to do in the Billy Martin days.
Oh, you want him to bring back Girardi?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think Boone's the answer.
Okay, well, but you just said that you'd give him a month, right? So at least you're not going to fire him yet, right? You're going to give him until May?
Yeah, give him until May. And if it doesn't improve, hey, you got to do something.
Listen, I guarantee you they're not firing Aaron Boone in the first month of the season of his new 5-year deal. I can guarantee it.
Is this guy serious? I mean, honestly, it's not bad enough that coaches are on the hot seat after 1 year. You want them to fire the guy after 1 month?
1 month.
1 month where, like, they've had, what, like, four cancellations where guys just started hitting, like, one
it's
month.
Been that's 30 it. Below every game.
It's your fault Stanton striking out four times a game. Get the hell out of here.
It's your fault Stanton sucks and the weather's bad every day and you get double-header rainouts. It's your fault it's snowing. Your lineup, it's your fault Sanchez can't hit out of a wet paper bag.
It's your fault Tanaka gives up home runs left and right.
It's your fault. By the way, the Predators won that game. They finished them off. Man, I just hit everything tonight, Mafia. I hit everything. And then,
unlike the Yankees and Boone, you actually hit.
I did. That's true. Phil in Rhode Island, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
We can keep you past May then.
What's up? Phil.
Hey, Fro.
Yo.
Hey, I started listening to you in WFAN back in the day when you first were on The Fan.
Oh, cool, man. That was back in, I guess, when I was young, right? Now that I'm
95, 96, right?
I was in
high school plus college.
I think they had me on from 94, whatever, till 99.
Yep. So I graduated high school 94. And from Rhode Island and graduated in college 95. So I was new in high school, so that's college. So
it would have been like 20 years ago next year that I was on The Fan every night. And it was great. I mean, the show was it was certainly different than anything they've ever aired.
That's what I'm gonna say. It was the most different thing you heard in that show, on that station. I'm from Rhode Island. I'm not from New York. I don't know New York, but I listen to fans since I was 14 years old, and you were on there. And it was one of the most new things I heard. So it was definitely
something that no one had ever heard before. It was different, and the show was crazy and wild. And then it was just too wild for them. The suits couldn't handle it, and to this day they can't. They aired it last summer, because this show that I do now is candy ass compared to the one I used to do back then. It was
a lot
rowdier and crazier and the music and everything, and it really upset them.
And the break open the beer, all that stuff. It was crazy. And to say how big a fan of the fan I was, I skipped my high school graduation to go see graduation party, to go see Mad Dog live, where I sat in the studio with Bob Gelb and all those guys to listen to the show live. Like, that's how big of a fan.
Was it worth doing that?
Absolutely, because my high school put a graduation party on. I skipped it. I went to that, and it was. And Chris Russo was probably the coolest guy I ever met in my entire life. We literally the show was gonna be over. We were gonna leave early. That's weird because
Mafia actually just told me in a moment of just opening up his heart, he told me that in a moment of just being honest, he finally he broke down, and he told me that Chris Russo was not one of the coolest people he's ever met in his life.
Let me tell you my Chris Russo story before I ask the question.
Because he said he worked for him with him for 5 years over at Sirius, and he just never once ever thought he was that cool.
Big difference between and cool.
Let me tell my Chris Rush's story just to give him some credit.
All right.
So we're two high school kids.
We don't give him any credit here.
My friend and I, we're two high school kids going to the show. We're getting ready to leave early because we're going to miss our bus to come back to Rhode Island.
Right.
He goes, why are you leaving early? He said, we had no way to get home. He said, stay, I'll drive you to the bus stop. He drove us to the bus stop, never met his entire life, so we could hear the end of the show. He took two kids.
Did he ask you guys if you had any weed on you or anything?
No. He asked some weird questions, not weed, but not that. But,
all right.
But I've been a big fan for literally 20 years of you, so I appreciate that.
Listen, I just want you to know, just so you can be sure of this, trust me when I tell you, I'm cooler than him. I am so much cooler than that dude. It's not even funny. Like, he shouldn't even be allowed to be in the same universe as me when it comes to being cool. I'm cool.
I believe that.
That dude's a tool. That's all there is to it. And I will beat his ass. Okay? Know that. Okay. I am crazy. I will beat his ass. And that's it. And that's who's cool. Whoever's cooler is the one that can beat the other's ass. And that's me. I win.
Okay. Fair enough.
Know that. Everything's about wrestling and violence here on this show.
So here's my Canelo point.
Violence!
Is there a bigger fraud in all the sports than Canelo Alvarez?
No. Right now, he's the butt of all jokes when it comes to cheating and boxing.
He only fought smaller guys or old guys or cheated to fight anybody. Like, he never fought anybody his own size.
But he fought everybody, though. He fought Mayweather.
Yeah, all smaller guys, though. Yeah, but Mayweather's better than him. He fought smaller guys. He never fought guys his own size.
Well, I thought, he fought Triple G, and I thought he got his ass beat.
Who, by the way, kicked his ass? Triple G kicked his ass.
I thought so, but they gave him a draw, but I thought he got his ass beat that night. So, I don't know. I don't think anyone cares about Canelo Alvarez's well-being, to be honest with you. it's great hearing from you, brother. My man, Rick, right? So, Rhode Island Rick, I'm glad you got to call in and come on the show tonight, and I'm glad you grew up loving the show back in the day on The Fan, and I'm glad that you admitted to me that Chris Russo creeped you out once in a moment of weirdness in a vehicle driving to a train, and he asked you if you had any weed. Wait, he didn't do that, Mafia?
No, he did not. Did not. That's what it would have been if we drove them.
Do you remember the night that the guy... do you remember the story of the guy? When was it? Remember I got my car towed from over with... I was with Birchie, and I was downtown, and I got the car towed, and then some other dude drove me and Joey Blunt, to the impound and where the car was for $300 to get it out, and the guy, when we drove over to the... when we drove to the pound or whatever it was, he pulled out like a kilo of blow in the car, and he was like doing gaggers on his hand in the middle of driving down Manhattan on the West Side Highway. He's doing giant fat blasts of Rio de Janeiro on his hand. Did I ever tell you that story?
You probably did. I did not remember it, but given
it's a little
who you
different
said he was
than
friends
this,
with, that doesn't surprise me.
It's a little different story than did Chris Russo ask you you had any schwag?
Russo driving you to the bus. Yeah, it's not the same at
it's
all.
It's a little different than, hey, can you drive me to the pound with your kilo so I can get my car out for 300 at 4 in the morning when I'm leaving
you
the strip
club?
Take
me to where all the police are while you do your drugs?
Where were you when your car was pilfered? I was at the strip club, Your Honor. Eggs and Legs on Fridays after midnight. 855-212-4CBS.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.